This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
I want you to picture a scenario that I think is going to feel uncomfortably familiar to a lot of people listening right now. It's 2026. You're a business owner, maybe you're a marketing director, you open your laptop Monday morning, you pull up your analytics, and well, the lines are all going up and to the right, traffic looks steady, impressions are great, your SEO agency even sent you a report, and it's just full of green arrows.
It looks like a winning scorecard.
Exactly. On paper, you are absolutely winning. But then you close the dashboard and you look at your actual sales pipeline, you look at your inbox, and it's a ghost town. The phone isn't ringing, the leads that do come in, they're not qualified. You have all this activity, but, you know, zero actual business to show for it.
It is the paradox of modern marketing. Mm. And we actually have a name for this specific thing now. It's called the AI slump.
The AI slump. It sounds like a bad economic forecast, but it's actually much more specific. Today, we're doing a deep dive into why this happens, why traffic numbers can just disconnect so violently from revenue, and, of course, how to fix it. We're working from a really great breakdown by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing. It's called the Big Picture Plan, why your marketing needs to act like a team, not a group of strangers.
And that title, Team Versus Strangers, I mean, that really cuts right to the heart of it. The central argument Meco makes is that most businesses are still running their marketing like it's, I don't know, 2015. You've got your SEO person over here, your ads guy over there, your social media manager in another corner. They're all doing work, but they're not speaking the same language.
Medico calls this the group of strangers approach. And look, I get why this happens. Specialization is a thing, right? You want an expert writing your code and a different expert writing your ad copy. So why is keeping them in their separate lanes such a disaster in 2026?
Because the consumer, and this is the key part, the AI the consumer is using to find you, can smell the disconnect. When you have these silos, you inevitably create friction. Let's actually look at the mechanics of this, because it's not just a feeling, it's a data problem.
Okay, let's get into the weeds. The article uses a great metaphor about a football team where the quarterback and receiver have never met. But in a digital marketing context, what does that dropped pass actually look like?
Let's stick with the example from the source material because it's perfect. Hmm. Imagine a high-value client in Dallas, you can call him Jim. Jim has a massive plumbing emergency at his commercial property. He needs help now.
Okay, so Jim grabs his phone. He's stressed. He has money to spend.
Right. And your ads guy, let's call him the stranger in the first silo. He set up a Google ad. He's incentivized on click-through rate. So he writes the punchiest, most aggressive copy he can. Something like, cheapest, fastest emergency plumbing in Dallas. 24/7 response.
Which is exactly what Jim thinks he wants. So he clicks.
And that click cost you, let's say, $50. Now, Jim lands on your website, but your website wasn't built by the ads guy. It was built by your brand team or your SEO agency. And their job was to position you as, you know, a high-end consultative partner. So the landing page talks about legacy craftsmanship, luxury bathroom remodels, and slow, deliberate quality.
Oh, I see the problem. The ad screamed fast and cheap, but the site is whispering slow and expensive.
Exactly. That is friction. Jim feels it instantly. He thinks, wait, am I in the right place? These guys look like they install gold toilets, not fix burst pipes at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He bounces.
And that $50 is just gone.
It's actually worse than just losing $50. Mm. And this is where we have to talk about the AI slump. In the old days, Jim bouncing was just a lost lead. Fine. In 2026, Jim bouncing is a signal. You just paid money to tell the algorithm that your website is irrelevant for the search emergency plumbing. You are actively training the AI to hide you.
That is terrifying. So by having these teams disconnected, by having the message not match the destination, you're literally digging your own grave.
You're paying a premium to destroy your own quality score. And this brings us to the biggest shift discussed in the source, the transition from search engines to answer engines.
This was the part of the reading that really, I mean, it just clicked for me. We've spent 20 years obsessing over search engines. Mm-hmm. Google the librarian, right?
Yeah.
You ask for a book, it gives you a list of 10 blue links. But Medico says that era is just dead.
It's effectively over. We're now dealing with answer engines, whether it's ChatGPT, Gemini, or the AI built right into search. The user behavior has changed completely. Jim isn't typing Plumber Dallas and scanning 10 links anymore. He's asking his AI assistant, who's the most reliable commercial plumber in Dallas that can get here in under an hour?
That is a fundamentally different request. He's not asking for a list. He's asking for a recommendation.
Precisely. He wants an answer. And to provide that answer, the AI has to make a judgment call. It has to vouch for you. And to do that, it needs to see what we call entity data integrity.
Okay, entity data. That sounds a little like buzzword bingo. Break that down for us. What is the AI actually looking at?
Think of it like a digital credit score for your business. The AI doesn't just read your keywords. It scans the entire internet to build a profile of your entity, your business. It checks your Google Business profile, your Yelp reviews, your website schema, your Facebook page, your paid ads. It's looking for one thing, consistency.
So if my Facebook page says I close at 5 p.m., but my Google ad is bidding on 24-hour service.
The AI sees a conflict. It says data mismatch. This entity is unreliable.
Yeah.
And because the AI's primary goal is to be helpful and accurate, it will never recommend an entity with conflicting data. It'll just skip you and go to your competitor who has a unified message.
So the group of strangers approach isn't just inefficient because people aren't talking. It's creating these data conflicts that basically make you invisible to AI.
Bingo. That's why Medico makes this big distinction between renting and owning. When you rely on disconnected tactics, you're just renting attention.
Right.
You pay for the click, you get the visitor, you stop paying, the visitor disappears. But when you align everything, when your entity data is rock solid, you become the preferred answer. You own that market position.
Owning the market sounds great, but let's get practical. The source outlines this solution, the big picture plan. It's built on three pillars. I'm going to walk through these because this is the blueprint for fixing the slump. Pillar number one is asset synergy.
Asset synergy, yeah, it's a fancy term for a really gritty concept. Stop treating your ads and your content like they live in separate universes.
How does that work in practice, though? Are we just talking about making sure the colors match on everything?
No, it's about data flow. Think of your paid ads team as your scout team. They're out there in the wild, spending money, taking risks. They're gathering immediate data. They can tell you, hey, we spent $500 and we discovered people in the zip code aren't searching for water heater repair. They're searching for tankless water heater installation.
Okay, so the scouts found the gold.
Right. In a siloed company, the ad guy just keeps running the ad, maybe adjusts it a bit. But in a big picture company, that ad guy runs over to the content team and says, look at this. Everyone is asking about tankless installation. We need to own this topic.
And then the content team builds the fortress around that topic.
Exactly. They write the deep dive articles, they shoot the explanation videos, they build the comparison guides all about tankless heaters. So now you aren't just renting that keyword with an ad. You're building real organic authority on the exact topic, you know, generates revenue.
That seems so obvious when you say it, but I feel like in most companies, the content team is just guessing. They're sitting around asking, what should we blog about today, while the ad team is sitting on a gold mine of actual user intent data.
That's the tragedy of silos. You have the answers, but they're trapped in the wrong department. Asset synergy unlocks that data.
Let's move to pillar two, brand authority. We touched on this with the trust loop. Let's go back to our friend Jim in Dallas.
So Jim sees the ad. The ad is the hook. It promises a solution. But in 2026, nobody buys just because of an ad. We are way too skeptical. We've been burned too many times. So before Jim calls, he does a little verification loop. He clicks through to the About Us page. He might read a case study. He checks the blog.
He's looking for proof that you aren't just some lead gen site farming out his data.
Correct. And this is where the trust loop happens. If your organic content, your articles, your video shows deep expertise, it validates the ad. It tells Jim, yes, these people are experts. They've done this before. The content essentially pre-sells the client for you.
So by the time the sales team actually picks up the phone,
the battle is already won. The friction is gone. All the marketing assets work together to move Jim from skeptical to ready to buy.
This leads us to the third pillar. And honestly, I think this is the one that's going to upset the most people, especially agencies. Pillar three is data integrity. But specifically, Medico talks about the death of the ranking report.
Yes, this is the hill I'm willing to die on. The ranking report is a relic. It belongs in a museum next to the fax machine.
Whoa, strong words. Every client I know loves getting that monthly PDF that shows they rank number one for something. You're saying that's useless.
I'm saying it's often a lie. Look, you can rank number one for DIY plumbing tips. That'll get you 5,000 visitors a month. Those visitors are looking for free advice. They have zero intent to hire a plumber. So your ranking report looks amazing. Look at all this traffic. But your bank account hasn't moved an inch.
It's all vanity metrics.
It's pure vanity. And the big picture plan, we stop looking at rankings and we start looking at a revenue dashboard. We have to stop asking, where do we rank? And start asking, did we make money?
The source mentions mapping the dollar. This sounds like the technical fix for that vanity problem.
It is. Mapping the dollar means you have the technical infrastructure, the CRM tracking, the pixels, all the attribution software, to trace a single dollar. From the moment it leaves your bank account for an ad, all the way through the customer journey, until it comes back as profit.
So it's not just, we got 100 leads, it's we spent $10 on this specific keyword, which led to Jim, who read this specific article, and then he paid us $5,000.
Exactly. When you can map the dollar, you stop guessing. You can look at your marketing spend and say, okay, this campaign brings in tire kickers, kill it. This one brings in high-value commercial clients, double the budget. You need a fluff filter.
A fluff filter, I like that. Because marketing reports are traditionally, what, 90% fluff?
They're designed to be fluff. Agencies send these 40-page reports to justify their fees. Look at the bounce rate. Look at the time on page. No business owner cares about time on page. They care about return on ad spend. The big picture plan demands a dashboard that strips away everything except the truth. Costs versus revenue.
I want to look at the comparison table from the source because it really, really starkly contrasts the fragmented way versus the big picture way. There are a few rows here that I think are worth highlighting.
Let's do it.
First one, primary goal. Fragmented says the goal is clicks and impressions. Big picture says revenue and market ownership.
And that's the whole mindset shift. If your team is celebrating clicks,
yeah,
you have a fragmented culture. You need them celebrating revenue.
Second one, budget efficiency. Fragmented leads to high waste and overlapping spend. We talked about this a little, but can you give me an example of overlapping spend?
Oh, this happens constantly. I've audited accounts where the PPC team, the ad team, is bidding $10 a click for a brand name keyword. But the SEO team has already done such a good job that the company ranks number one organically for that same name.
So they're paying for traffic they would have gotten for free anyway?
They're cannibalizing their own organic traffic. They are literally lighting money on fire. A unified team spots that instantly. They say, hey, we own this keyword, turn off the ads, let's take that budget and attack a competitor's keyword instead.
That's efficiency.
Third one, and this ties right back to the AI slump. AI compatibility. Fragmented gives poor conflicting signals. Big picture gives high unified entity data.
We can't stress this enough. The future of search isn't keywords, it's entities. If you want to be the answer, you have to be a coherent entity.
There's a concept in the conclusion of the article called the sleep factor. Build a growth engine that works while you sleep. It sounds like the typical passive income guru promise you see on YouTube, but Medico means something different here, doesn't she? She's not talking about drop shipping.
No, not at all. She's talking about system resilience. When you rely on the group of strangers, your marketing requires constant manual intervention. You have to constantly be prodding the SEO guy, checking on the ad guy, fixing broken links. It relies on you being awake and managing all that chaos.
It's just high maintenance.
It's exhausting. But a big picture system is a flywheel. The content feeds the trust, which feeds the conversion rate of the ads, which generates data, which then feeds the content strategy. Once that wheel starts spinning, it has momentum. It doesn't break just because the marketing manager goes on vacation for a week.
So you're building an asset, not just running another campaign.
Exactly. You are building a machine that generates revenue.
So if I'm listening to this and I'm realizing, oh no, I am definitely the group of strangers. My SEO guy, my ad guy have never even met. What is step one? Do I fire everyone?
Please don't fire everyone. The talent is probably there. The structure is just wrong. Step one is integration. It's forcing the meeting. It's saying, from now on, we don't have an SEO report and a PPC report. We have a revenue report.
You change the scorecard.
You change the incentives. If you incentivize the ad team on revenue instead of clicks, they will naturally start asking the content team for help to convert those clicks.
Right.
You force the collaboration by unifying the goal.
And you probably need to look at your technical backbone too, right? The article mentions that.
You do. You need to audit your digital plumbing. Are your pixels firing?
Yeah.
Is your CRM connected to your analytics? Is your name, address, and phone number consistent across every single directory on the web? You have to fix the foundation before you add another story to the house.
Because if the plumbing is leaking, pouring more water, more ad spend into it is not going to fix the problem.
It just makes a bigger mess.
We've covered a lot of ground here. We've defined the AI slump. We realize that friction, both human friction and data friction, is what's killing our lead flow.
And we identify that the answer engines of the future demand a unified team.
it really all comes down to that choice. Are you renting attention or are you building authority?
That's the choice. And honestly, renting is just getting too expensive to sustain anymore.
I want to leave the listener with a final thought, something to chew on. We talked about how comfortable we get with our silos. It feels safe to have our little departments. But I want you to look at your budget. Look at every single dollar you spent on marketing last month.
The scary part.
And ask yourself this. If your assets are competing for that budget, if your SEO team is fighting your ad team for resources, rather than working together to drive revenue, are you actually investing in growth? Or are you just paying for the friction that drives your customers straight to the competition?
That is the question that should keep you up at night.
And hopefully it's the question that wakes you up to fix it. Thanks for diving in with us.
See you on the next one.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.